Senator, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brad. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, and I know you are. How long have you been in the Senate now?
26 years.
Can you imagine 26 years? You must be doing something right.
Well, I have a thick skin.
Hey, say, you know, this veterans situation, I remember when this all started, people said, oh, what are you doing that for? Well, yeah. The stand down has become so popular, and last Friday, and I know that you were there, and I understand you had quite a crowd again.
Oh, we did. You know, it's been since 1992.
Yep.
And it grows every year, and really very well organized. Had over 1,000 veterans, 200 volunteers, which was terrific, and about 180 organizations. So, you know, it was covered from legal aid all the way down to veterinary services, which is that one I was surprised to see, but it makes sense. You know, veterans have pets too, so they had advice for vets on that. But, you know, mostly essential needs, health service advice, financial advice, social service advice. You know, I had people there from the social service, social security rather, administration. So it was really well done.
You know,
well organized.
You know, one of the things, Senator, that tears me apart is that we've got homeless veterans, and you know, the folks at the South Park Inn do such a great job, but there are many of the homeless veterans that don't want to go into a shelter. They want to.
No, they don't.
And this is something that that you just don't want to do. But I'm just surprised at the number of homeless veterans. You know what I'm talking about?
Connecticut made a real emphasis on that in the last few years, Brad, and they have brought that down quite a bit. That's one of the areas, you know, we have a lot of negatives going on right now, but that is one of the areas that's pretty positive. We have done some pretty good work, not me, but others. Organizations, a lot of volunteer organizations in placing these vets, and if they get notification of a veteran and he or she is willing to cooperate, they can usually get them placed, not right away, but 180 days, which is a long time, but they can get them placed, and at least that's what the time frame was about a year ago.
Well, again too, South Park Inn has taken it, you know, they have really gone out for the veterans.
Yeah.
But you know, the sad thing here is, here are men and women, too, who have given so much,
right,
and they fall into this particular pattern.
No. And, I mean, there were certainly a lot of needy people there, Brad. You know, I talked to a lot of folks in and out of the homeless shelters over the years.
Yep.
You know, they have rehabilitation services there because obviously that's one of the reasons they're homeless, that they have problems and need recovery. And, but not all of that. I mean, some of it's just tough luck, and some of it's PTSD. And so, you know, we certainly owe it to these people, those men and women. And there were a lot of women there, as you said, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, more, you know, more and more all the time. In fact, last night I was at an event, and they had it here in Stafford for the first responders, and one of the women, Lori Dillon, who's our music director for the high school, her daughter is a helicopter pilot in Afghanistan right now, flying, she's flying the Blackhawks, doing assault missions, and her husband, who she met in helicopter training, he's also doing assault missions at a different base. So, you know, it is a, so these folks will be veterans and, you know, in a short time, and hopefully they won't need the services, but they'll be available if they do.
Well, I'll tell you, Tony, you have really been in it, and you've been, you know, not only a senator, but you have never forgotten stand down. And I'll tell you, I remember the first one, and I tell you, it just hits you, and once you see it growing, you say, well, we've got something that we didn't have before.
And the camaraderie is great.
Oh, I think tremendous.
That's the part that maybe as important as the advice and, you know, the fact that they get some clothing and food, toothbrush, stuff like that, is the fact that they're together again. And you can see the mood is very upbeat. I mean, anybody who hasn't gone and they'd like to go and volunteer, or a veteran who needs services, the attitude is totally upbeat by everyone there and extremely well organized. You know, Commissioner Tom Soddy's doing a great job. His assistant, Tammy Marzak. Tammy's been there through many commissioners, and she's terrific. And then at the Capitol, we had an Afghan vet, Paul Tarbox, and Paul's a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, and he helped organize it from their legislative end, so we had quite a few legislators, too, so it was good.
Well, Senator, I think it's probably, as far as I'm concerned, the best thing that this state has done. I'll never forget the first one. I'll never forget South Park Inn when that all came about, and it's still going strong. So this state truly has not backed down. They've stayed there, and the facilities are there, and the volunteers are even more than there were before.
Well, yeah, more than there were. And then during the last session, there was, you know, we had many iterations of the budget, and one of them had budget cuts for that location in Rocky Hill, and we got those reinstated. So they were very happy about that. And just overall, you know, I'll tell you what, when I got my car to go home, I felt pretty good. So if you're somebody who's got some volunteer time and you want to volunteer at something that's worthwhile, this is a pretty good event.
Well, Senator, keep it up. And God bless you. And this is what we've got to do. To me,
I agree.
This is the most important thing as far as these veterans are concerned.
No, I totally agree, and they appreciate it so much that, like I said, when you leave, you feel better yourself for what little bit you did, you know. So it's worthwhile from all aspects.
Well, thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Take care, Brad. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.